Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review, a weekly roundup of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. He'll be along as a part of our two-hour coverage of the stories and the people every week, and mostly every weekend, because we do it at the end of the week, and it airs on stations all around the country during the course of the weekend. We're focused on the charts from Talkers for the week of April 22nd to the 26th. And joining me here is Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program, and Jennifer Horn will be with us as well from KRLA in Los Angeles. We have 10 stories, as usual, to talk about, and we have 10 people on the list. So let's start with the people list. So, Jay, the number 10 person on the list is Bad Vlad. Puking Putin.
Show me a week where he's not on the list.
I know, right. Yeah, exactly. The week, hopefully, he gets run over by a truck. Take care of him, and he doesn't have to be on the list anymore. Mr. Netanyahu from Israel is at number 9. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 7. Manoush Shafiq is at 6. Michael Cohen is 5. Juan Merchan is 4. Mike Johnson is 3. Mr. Trump is 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that would lead us into how do those folks play into the story list. And number 10 on the list is the bird flu story about milk and whether you're going to get sick if you drink milk. I'll go into that whole thing because that's my number one thing. Frankly, for me, in my world, you know, we do the food, farm, and family reports every week on the Good Day program, every day, actually. And we do a weekly program for the American Family Farmer. And this thing has been something that a lot of people have gotten concerned about. And I understand why you're concerned, but I'm going to tell you that you don't have anything to be concerned about, and I'll tell you why that is as we go through the course of the
program. Yeah, I'm shocked that's even on this list.
Yeah, I am. Well, because it's gossipy stuff. It's kind of like the Boeing thing, right? I mean, everybody's all concerned about Boeing planes, and I don't want to ride on a Boeing plane. You really don't have anything to worry about. There's something to be concerned about, yes, mm-hmm. But do you worry about it? Is it something that is going to end your life as you know it?
Probably not. But with the Boeing thing, there's a lot of people that are like, well, don't ride Boeing planes. And then there's a lot of people, well, don't ride this specific airline on a Boeing plane. And then it goes a step further where there are a lot of people that are like, do not fly out of San Francisco on a United plane if it's a Boeing plane. Like,
if it leaves at 5 o'clock.
Down to the nitty-gritty. Yes,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, that's nonsense. I will tell you, I've ridden in the wintertime, I'm on a plane 3-4 times a week. And I have been on 737s in recent weeks. I've been on Airbus 321s. I'm on them more than anything else, going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles. But going down to Florida and going out, I don't know how we're going to do this. We've got to calm people down. But it's very difficult because the news media works against that, and then social media works against it because there's always this inflammation of, oh, this is going to happen. And so I will just, as an aside, address something that isn't part of the top 10 story list, but yet something that I talked about on the Good Day program because it came, it's part of what's trending and part of what's all over social media, the impact of the 20,000 or so Chinese men who have come illegally across the border. The government knows it. Chinese coming across the same as Hispanics, and there are thousands of them. What are they doing? Where are they going? There are some people who theorize that the, what was it last week, Jay, we were talking about it, was it last week or the week before, when the power grid went out and four different states.
They said they were able to narrow it down to a telephone pole or a power pole or something being put up, and there are a lot of conspiracy theories on social media saying that that was done on purpose to see how, like, what would happen if it actually did happen, to start practicing the safety protocols.
So there you go. See where that goes. Okay, other stories on the list here. The aforementioned migrant situation with the Chinese, number 9. NPR and its problems, number 8. Number 7 is the aid package that was passed this week. That's why Mike Johnson's number 3 on the list, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the list because she wants to get rid of Mike Johnson. I see. Let's number
for Gates.
Number 6. That the aforementioned process and problem that we're talking about. Abortion, number 5. Presidential race is 4. The presidential immunity case, which is really something to behold when you get right down to it, whether a president can serve or can... They narrowed the scope, it would seem. They're going to announce the ruling, the exact results of their ruling until June, but that could be enough to stall the trial until after the election, and so we'll have a president on trial instead of a presidential candidate on trial. How's that going to look for the rest of the world?
Since I've been able to vote, I really didn't pay much attention to politics until then in the presidential elections until I was old enough to vote, but since my experience as being a voting American, I do not recall a single presidential election year where it was this chaotic.
Yeah.
Like,
and we're not even there yet. This is April.
This is right.
Yeah. What's it going to be like over the summer and into the fall? Craziness. It's all created. People sometimes say to me I've had this conversation like 4 times this week about who I'm voting for, because that's on the minds of people, and it becomes a conversation when they find out what I do for a living. And so, okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about Trump on the air? And I said, not as much. Oh, why is that? Because there's nothing that comes out of it that's new. It's the same old stuff day in and day out. So then I tell them that I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And say, why are you going to do that? Isn't that a waste of your vote? No.
Oh, I hate that rhetoric.
I know
hate is such a strong word, but I loathe it so much.
Yeah. So here's the scenario. If you could do this, those of you who think things through, who don't like Biden and you don't like Trump because he is kind of who he is, it's his personality, it isn't his policies. So if we could, if you could find somebody, look around for someone who has basically the same sort of policy bent as Trump does, find that person and let's vote for him, then that would be A-okay. Looking at some of the other stuff, what I was just saying about Trump, kind of, if we could get to some of the issues of the day, how much better off would we be as a country if we didn't have his personality and we had his policies? Because when you really think about it, it's his personality that people object to, not his policies.
Well, and it's personality that people admire, too, and have started to follow. It seems like, and I don't know that we can blame this solely on Trump, but it seems like since his presidency, there have just been bullying across the board for all ages, in person, online, has been so ramped up because it's almost become socially acceptable for a politician so high that we held, not just accountable, but with some level of decorum, with grace and all of that, where it was just allowed. So, I don't know. It just seems like there's so much more anger and hatred.
Well, there is.
And people feel more comfortable being nasty to each other.
Much of it, he's a sign of the times. Not maybe the cause of all of it, but certainly he considerably contributes to the lack of decorum that we find today. People, and he's so public about his, stick it in your ear approach to things, and up yours. I'm me, and I'm going to show you guys, and I can talk, and the judge can't do anything about it. That kind of stuff. So what lesson does that teach children who are being asked by their parents or taught by their parents to be respectful human beings? Trump is not respectful. And you could say, well, he's not respectful because these people are taking advantage of him and they're trying to do him in and all that other stuff.
Even before then. I mean,
yeah,
he was such a... People loved him as a reality star. People were quoting him from You're Fired.
You're Fired!
Shows and all of that stuff because he is who he is. He was who he was.
And he made a good personality on television.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the same thing. And people loved it during and given those circumstances.
I used to watch The Apprentice just to see when he says, you're fired. Right? That's why I watched the show. And so look at what we got as a result of that. And so anyway, yeah, I mean, if we could create with artificial intelligence, I don't even believe that I'm saying this, a person or a being who had Trump's personality, who didn't have Trump's personality, but the policies, because most of the policies are much better for America. And I think that's why thinking people that you talk to who want to vote for Trump, they can't stand his personality either.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met him in person at Mar-a-Lago having lunch, and he was kind of soft and kind, and he seemed like a decent, almost a fun guy. But, you know, we all have different sides to our personality. So the fact that we spend as much, look at this, we've just spent the last 4 minutes talking about him. And that's really what the problem is, frankly. All right, it's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calitren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. This is for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner. And I always, when Jen is here, other than talking about a lot of the political stuff, I always like to throw a few things at her. So stay tuned for a discussion of the bullet train.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty in California. You can do 12 hours on just California.
Exactly. All right. But during this portion of our daily program in each hour, we have social media in the focus. And certainly this week there's a lot, including one of the items that's in the story list from Talkers is the TikTok legislation. It's number 8 this week. So the CEO of TikTok says the app is not going anywhere. This is his statement after Jumpin' Joe signed the legislation that will ban the platform if it's not sold. And the guy's president says his name is Xu Ji Chu. Okay, Mr. Chu. Chew on this. No mistake, he says. A ban on TikTok, a ban on you and your voice. Oh, yeah, what do you expect these guys to say? Don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is their ultimate goal. Yeah, because it's connected to the Chinese government. Hello? And them monitoring. We have the Chinese are in under our skin everywhere. So this may be a superficial approach to trying to deal with the problem. But the thing that is questionable here, and this is what we always talk about, Jennifer and Jay, the fact that the legislation was tied to the bill that
the funding bill
for Ukraine,
Israel and
Taiwan.
You know, we're funding both sides of that war now. You're sending money to both Israel and to Gaza. You've got all the money that's going to Ukraine, all the money that goes to Taiwan, and then you've got TikTok. I mean, it just seems so bizarre. But I just wish that people would do the right thing with TikTok, because what I don't want people using TikTok when it's tied to the Chinese Communist Party. I don't want them to have any easier access to our lives than they already have. But at the same time, I don't love the way it feels to have the American president, the American government, because truly it is the president who gets
like
to decide.
It feels like China.
Yeah, I mean, saying, nope, we can't have this app. And so then on that respect, it's like, can't we just do the right thing? And can't parents just tell their kids, no TikTok? And if people just didn't use TikTok, then we would be able to put them out of business the right way instead of having just... just one person with all.
That's how you put anybody out of business.
No government officials can use TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, what if Trump gets in and says, you know what, I'm going to get rid of NPR or something? You have people go crazy.
And that's more of a likely scenario than not.
Exactly, and probably would make more sense.
Yeah, All right. Another social media thing. Federal Trade Commission has sent $5.5 million in refunds to Ring customers as part of a video privacy settlement. This is something the Amazon owns Ring, and they were charged with failing to protect private video footage. Remember all of the things?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like TikTok in a sense, because they're looking at what you could see on these doorbell thingamabubbers, right? The Ring, the doorbell camera,
yeah.
Home
they're
security.
Taking footage to train algorithms without people's consent.
Right. So, anyway, they also, by the way, were charged with failing to implement key security protections which enabled hackers to take control of your account, your camera, your video. So not only were there people watching that shouldn't have been, but there were people who were stealing, invading your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the settlement requires Ring to delete content that was found to be unlawfully obtained. So who's going to monitor that? Who's in charge of protecting you here? Are they going to send agents to who knows where to find this stuff? How do you even know who has the stuff? Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Nobody knows who has this stuff. This is it's too much damn technology, man.
You especially when it's connected to the Internet. Anybody can hack in.
Yeah. You can hear that stuff every day on this program. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners.
this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the Focus done by some talkers of some consequence, Jennifer Horn from KRLA, and this program here on the overview of what's going on, and Jay Kirshner and I, who make up the mornings and the afternoons and the evenings, depending on what people. A lot of people carry the Good Day program all over the week, all over the day, weekends, you name it, we're there. So I wanted to get to Jennifer about something that wasn't in the top 10 story list, at least as far as the nation is concerned. However, in Los Angeles, people are buzzing about the $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line that's going to be built between Las Vegas and L.A. They're starting construction right away. They figure that you'll be able to buy a ticket and get on a train by 2028. It'll be 200 miles, 218 miles.
That's curious. What's happening in 2028?
Maybe another election.
Oh, the Olympics are coming.
The Olympics, yay!
How about that? It's like that's what they're cleaning everything up for. They're destroying everything and cleaning it all up just so that it'll be nice for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, so the Secretary of Transportation said this is going to be great. Thousands of union jobs, new connections, better opportunity, less congestion, less pollution. Yeah, let's hear it for less pollution. A lot of pollution in the air with people talking about this. So how does it relate or not relate to the high-speed Cucamonga thing that was going to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Yeah, if you pay attention to politics, because that story actually became national. The so-called bullet train between L.A. and San Francisco is literally a hole that the government officials throw our money into, and then they try to suck it back out for their selves. Dianne Feinstein, the former senator who's now passed, her husband had a no-bid contract on this. He was making tons of money off the train. The train goes nowhere. It's only got just, you know, a few miles of track relatively through Central California, and they said if they even completed it, it would be more expensive than to fly, and who would do that?
Right,
but
exactly.
This train between L.A. and Las Vegas, I'm more intrigued by, because I think it does take a greater need, because there are a lot of people from L.A. who drive to Vegas on the weekends.
Yeah, Jennifer Horn and her father, for example.
I mean, I don't go like I used to, but I mean, the traffic is really bad now.
You get
stuck.
You get to that. What is that curve? What do they call that curve?
The Cajon Pass.
Yeah. But there's another thing. Not the Cajon Pass so much as it's called some kind of a curve. I remember driving it on 15. We've talked about it.
Well, definitely. I should leave L.A. and go up in towards Victorville. There is a curve. I don't know what it's called. But one thing that, because I was like, yeah, this is a pretty good idea. If they can keep the prices low, I would see that people from L.A. would use that as an option besides flying and sitting in a car all day. And one of my listeners called in and said, but the uphill grade, it's like, you know, it's a pretty steep elevation before you get into the high desert.
Mm-hmm.
Is so tough that the train...
That's where that curve is as it goes up the hill into the mountains.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that it's actually going to take the train a lot longer if you start in, like, Rancho Cucamonga, where the train tracks start, because you're going to have to make it up that curve. Even a bullet train is not going to be able to make it up fast.
Right.
So the best money would be to get on in Victorville and go to Vegas, because then you've got a straight shot and it's all even. But
isn't it coming into Union Station into downtown L.A.?
No, it's going into Rancho Cucamonga into the Inland Empire.
Why? Why isn't it coming into L.A.?
I think it'd be just too hard, probably logistically, to build train tracks through Los Angeles.
Well, they're doing it everywhere else. There's all kinds of trains. Look at what's going on at the airport.
Look
at that. Have you been to the airport lately and seen what they built?
Awful.
It's my God. I don't want to ride on it just because it looks like it's going to fall over.
Yeah, that's all for the Olympics that they're doing this. They're getting everything ready.
Yep. Anyway.
They could fill a few potholes, if you ask me. That would be okay, too.
Lots of potholes. Lots of potholes everywhere this year, as usual. So this is the same company, by the way, that has run the fast train between Miami and Orlando.
And that's a good one, I hear. That people actually use that one. That's why I'm more encouraged about this project.
Yep, right, exactly. So it's going to pretty much follow Interstate 15, isn't it? The track kind of goes along the interstate, if I'm not mistaken. But isn't there a track? Some of these areas have track already laid. So there's a track, there's a bed that they can use. They're not starting from scratch. That's what they often do with things like this, with building new trains,
it take this route as opposed to trying to get into Los Angeles proper.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I'm just thinking about how you would from Rancho Cucamonga. You'd follow. There's no room. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
There's no place. There's no open.
You have to get people out of their home. It would be a disaster.
Yeah, it would be kind of messy. Yep. All right. Anyway, 4 hours. Well, maybe we'll take the run together. 30,000.
That would be fun. Maybe I can get us on like the maiden voyage.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's
do that. Yeah, it would be fun. All right, let's talk about number 10, the bird flu and the hysteria about whether if you drink a glass of milk now you're going to die. This is a pretty good example. Actually, it's an excellent example of.
Sorry, I have the bird flu.
Yes, right. Thank you. Caw, caw, caw. I taught, by the way, my grandson Jasper, my son and my grandson and I were walking to the farmer's market last Sunday morning on Melrose, and there were crows in the street. So I looked at the crows and I looked at Jasper, and Jasper's eyes are wide open, and I said, "What do the crows say?" And he says, "Caw, caw, caw." So we spent the whole walk chasing the crows down the street, which was kind of an interesting reality.
You're always chasing an old crow, aren't you?
Yeah, thank you very much, Jennifer. The fact that a lot of states are finding bird flu in their cows, let's talk about the science here and what the science is finding. The Food and Drug Administration has tested a number of samples of milk from various states. And so Over the next few days, you'll hear more about the actual facts in this case. But I can tell you right now, as a farmer, what I know about the virus and what happens, even though I'm not a fan, I'm a fan of raw milk. But let's just talk about the pasteurized milk now and what pasteurization does. It's a heat treatment using microwaves and lasers. So it kills everything that's in the milk. So you're about, it kills the flavor, it kills the nutrition, but also kills the bugs. So you're about as likely to have something happen to you because of the bird flu in the milk as I am being about as likely getting on the next the trip to the space station. It is not going to happen. So if you, you know, people are analyzing once again the H5N1, bird flu virus, and that when you look at those numbers and you hear this stuff, it all gets people worked up. It is ridiculous to think, and I understand people wanting to be cautious. That makes sense. But to tell people not to drink milk because there's bird flu in it is absolutely false. It's ridiculous to think that. And so the agency has stressed in its material that the bird flu is inactive and it does not represent any virus that will, this is, I'm quoting officially, and you know me, I'm not much of a fan of the Food and Drug Administration, but it is interesting the position that they've taken because it is the correct position. They will continue to study the issue for sure, but there is absolutely, quote, not the findings of all the milk that's been tested do not represent actual viruses, and there's no risk to consumers.
Dot, right? Until Election Day 2024.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, you can't, every time I hear these stories, it's like the fear mongering. I feel like it's almost like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Okay, so that addresses that issue. I wanted to also bring into account, for those of you who haven't heard about La Nada,
and nothing.
Well, Jay's laughing because we talked about this.
El Nino and La Nina's triplet.
Right. Basically, the weather pattern now is not either El Nino or La Nina. It's La Nada. This is something the National Weather Service identified this week as the weather's neutral pattern. Thus, La Nada, that means the nothing. Right?
We really have to put a name on everything.
We do.
Especially weather patterns now. You
yeah,
know,
right.
All the Pineapple Express and everything.
La Nada means, I explained the nothing part of it. So normal sea surface temperatures across the central and east central Pacific Ocean. This is where the weather starts along the equator. It has not been defined this way before. La Nada is the change between El Nino and La Nina. So La Nada is in the middle of El Nino and La Nina. Anyway, okay, so between now and June, there's an 85% chance that the odds of that La Nina will develop and or not is mitigated by La Nada. Is that confusing? Am I making any sense here, or is this?
So what happens? Just no rain,
nothing.
Overwhelming heat.
No right, rain. Exactly. There will be not a lot of anything. It's all kind of moderate. That's the nothing. Nothing's happening.
People don't even think about the weather.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That's so, well, I mean, we all talk about the weather, but at any rate. So, now, let's talk about the number one story this week, student protests. And we'll go to California once again, where the University of Southern California canceled their main graduation ceremony this past week because of all of the students arrested on that campus. And if you look around the campuses nationwide, you see the protest continuing. And the news media says, well, they're against the Israeli-Hamas war. Not really.
They're focused on,
yeah, they're focused on Palestine and what's happening to the Palestinians without any focus on how this all started to begin with. You look at, again...
Well, and they're not doing peaceful protests. They're shouting death to the Jews, and Jews are paid.
Well, look what happened when Mike Johnson was... What college, what campus was Mike Johnson on this week? He got shouted down, but he stayed there anyway.
I don't appreciate... I mean, I appreciate if you want to protest the war. No war is different than die Jew pig. And that is what is being said to Jewish students who don't feel safe to go to these campuses, and there's no leadership. The campuses can't guarantee their protection.
Weakling presidents...
Like Yeah, it's almost like that Occupy movement, if you remember. They're now putting up encampments. It's just,
you know,
it's
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I looked at the woman who was testifying, I think it was from Columbia this week, and then I thought back to the other testimony that came from other college campuses, and looking at these, say what you will, maybe, Stephanie's a sexist. No, but most of these college presidents in the Ivy Leagues are all women of color. They come from different backgrounds. And frankly, if you were to compile this, all the video that came from these testimonies and the people who were there to support them, it's like a scene from the Star Wars bar, that scene where you see all these different characters that don't really know what they're saying. And it was so stark. All these people get questioned and they have no answers. They don't know what's going on.
They're flip-flopping all around. There should be a line in the sand.
How do these people get these jobs?
I don't know. But you can protest, but you can't shout hateful things to people. And you can't sleep here. They don't want to, like, poke the hornet's nest. And so you brought up USC, which is in my neck of the woods. And I have to say, I'm actually proud of them. They cleared out they cleared them out. They brought in the police. So did Texas. And that's what you have to do.
Excuse me. What a lousy situation. All right. 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid, and it comes as a powder, and I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up, so it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal, 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with a focus. Why not spend some time talking about our friend Donald Trump and what's going on with him? Because there are a number of stories this week in the charts from Talkers Magazine that focus on Mr. Trump and what's going on with his hush money trial and what the Supreme Court is doing and how he's doing the presidential race. So, what's the Supreme Court going to do with regard to presidents, ex-presidents being immune from prosecution? You want to take a swipe at that, Jennifer?
Yeah, and actually it's about current presidents, because this is still, the issue is, he was still president when he was allegedly looking for votes, right, for the 2020 yeah. election. So the idea is, was he acting in an official capacity? Was he acting in a capacity for himself? And so what's interesting about
he's acting for himself. Who's going to dispute that?
I would dispute that. If you're looking for a secure election, but that's not really the argument. That's what they're trying to define. Was it an official act or not at the Supreme Court, which sadly is probably above both of our pay grades. But the Supreme Court heard these arguments, and I think what you're going to see is middle ground for Trump, because they would either have to rule to give people complete immunity, 100%, no questions asked, or no immunity, which is even worse a problem, because if you have a president who orders a military attack or something, then all of a sudden they're legally held responsible for those types of things. And so I think what you're going to see from the Supreme Court is that they're going to actually kick this back to the lower courts to ask for a definition of was this official duty, and kind of defining that a little bit more. And then they'll probably end up getting it again. But I think all this does, and in some ways people see it as a win for Trump, because it just buys more time. Because what they're trying to do is
get to November.
Yeah, instead of they're doing all this stuff back and forth.
So they will prosecute him as the president of the United States. So you don't think that'll be a fiasco? And the Chinese and all of our enemies around the world love this stuff, because we're in turmoil. Things are topsy-turvy, inside out, upside down, backwards, forwards. And so they can take advantage of the situation. Jay and I were talking earlier on the Good Day program, Jennifer, about these 20,000-plus Chinese who have come into our country illegally. Nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows where
they're... through California, by the way, through the border in California.
Right. Yep. And so people have put together a theory that is certainly worth thinking about. All the land the Chinese have bought in the middle of nowhere in America, supposedly farmland, and what they're going to do with it. Some people are theorizing they're putting together a base that could be in the middle of nowhere that nobody's going to pay attention to, bring the 20,000 Chinese there, train them, and they go blow up all of our infrastructure.
Infiltrate from within.
Yeah. And who says that's not possible? It's certainly possible.
Yep.
And the fact that Joe Biden has any traction at all, why would you? I had this conversation last night at a dinner that I went to with a bunch of my local friends, and we were talking about this. And these are framing it very much a Democratic stronghold. The Democratic Party runs, there like three Republicans in the whole town. You know, when we talk about who's going to vote for whom, one of my dear friends with whom I do a television program here, who was chairman of the city council, he was chairman of the board of selectmen, he's a very well-known figure, a big Democrat. And so we were talking about Biden and Trump and rolling our eyeballs and saying, you know, we're not, all four of us sitting at the table and said, well, no, one of them is going to vote for Trump. But the others, who are we going to vote for? And I said, I'm voting for Kennedy. And so my friend, who is the big-time Democrat, looked at me, rolled his eyeballs, put his head in his hands. And then my other friend, who is very well regarded in town, started agreeing with me in the sense that Biden's, you know, doing a horrible job. And so, you know, under the circumstances, what are you going to do? So anyway, the hush money trial continues, and all of the stuff that goes with it. And again, if we could find the ideal person, this is another thing. Artificial intelligence, could it create a Trump-like character that doesn't have Trump's personality features? Run him for president, right? No, maybe not. Anyway, we've got... by the way, the impact of this probably has more impact on the January 6th case against Trump than anything else. Would you agree with that, Jennifer?
It's the January 6th case. That's what this is primarily about, with some implication to the Georgia case as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there it is, our overview. I guess that probably is number two and number three. We've covered that story here on the Talk Radio Review at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.